Welcome to Design Biz Survival Guide, a podcast about life and business for interior design professionals. My name is Rick Campos, and this podcast is my response to a design community eager to support, share, and inspire one another. We all know that some things simply cannot be taught in a classroom. I believe that our number one resource for information and inspiration is our peers. Join me as I sit down with industry professionals from across the country to discuss their secret to survival in the business of design. Before we get started, we'd like to acknowledge our sponsors who help keep the information and inspiration coming week after week. This podcast episode is sponsored by Perch, the design community's premier resource for appliances, decorative plumbing, and outdoor brands. Perch is dedicated to quality, service, and a heightened showroom experience, making them the preferred choice among architects, builders, and designers just like you. With locations in Los Angeles, Orange County, Palm Springs, and San Diego, their interactive showroom experience must be seen to believe. Fully functional displays and a demo kitchen featuring the industry's top brands provides the ultimate test drive for design enthusiasts. I'm especially excited to announce the opening of their newest showroom in Mission Viejo and the upcoming grand opening of their showroom in the Laguna Design Center. As a trade professional, you're eligible for their exclusive rewards program, Perch Premier, where you'll earn credits for every purchase of appliances, plumbing, hardware, and outdoor kitchens. This program is loaded with perks and benefits, so sign up today and tell them you heard about Perch Premier on Design Biz Survival Guide. This podcast episode is also sponsored by Sunset West, the design trade's premier resource for outdoor furnishings. Founded upon a family legacy of fine furnishings and a culture of excellence, the California-based company is dedicated to providing premium, casual furnishings and personalized service to the design trade. Each distinct collection is impeccably designed with quality and comfort in mind, and handcrafted in premium finishes and materials that bring life and style to the outdoors. With over 20 collections to choose from and a variety of materials and styles, along with hundreds of custom fabric and COM options, Sunset West is your design partner for stylish outdoor furnishings. Visit sunsetwestusa.com to view their entire line and to locate a showroom near you. Hey everyone, welcome to our market recap episode. It was so great to see and meet so many of you at Las Vegas Summer Market last week. For this market recap episode, we're featuring representatives from three of our favorite brands, and they're sharing everything you need to know about new product rollouts and their commitments to the design community. First up is Ken Bassman, President and CEO of Bassman & Blaine, a multifaceted home furnishings company. Ken explains how their team of outside sales representatives support multiple showrooms at market and how they help make the designer's market experience more organized and efficient. All right. So, Ken, welcome to the podcast. It is so great to have you.
Thank you, Rick. It's great to be with you.
Here we are, Las Vegas Market, the energy of market all around us. It's a good day today at market.
It's always a great day here in beautiful Las Vegas.
That's right. That's right. Well, Ken, I'm excited to have you. The whole intention of this podcast recap is to kind of inform and share some information with the people that couldn't make it to market this time. So before we get into Bassman & Blaine and everything that you guys do, tell us a little bit about yourself and your role with Bassman & Blaine.
Sure. Thank you, Rick. Fun to sit with you. It's been a while.
Yeah.
We've known each other. We go back.
I know.
So our company, Bassman & Blaine, I'd like to say we are a multifaceted home furnishings company.
Got it.
So I guess today we're primarily talking about our sales agency. Mm-hmm. So started Bassman & Blaine in 1984 as a sales rep, and Bill and I started working together in 1988. Mm-hmm. And here we are, gosh, 34 years later, doing our thing. We've morphed, we've grown, we've expanded, we've contracted. Some things have worked, some things haven't worked. But here we are today with a great line package. So we represent 10 different vendors.
Okay.
And we like to say we have a really synergistic, curated line package. That if we have a designer that's buying one of our vendors, they really could buy 10.
Right.
They all kind of work well together. A bit of a one-stop shop, if you will. Mm-hmm. So here we're sitting in the Left Bank showroom.
Yes, which is beautiful, by the way.
Which is just an awesome line. It's one of those few vendors that really can appeal to every end of the market.
Yes.
From you have a budget, Left Bank's your line. You want amazing original artwork and you've got a $25 million home you're doing, mm-hmm. Left Bank can be your line. So here in Vegas, we have four different showrooms, and our team is here to help our designer and retail customers navigate the market.
Awesome. So what are those four showrooms that are here at Market?
So here now, it used to be all of our lines were here, but right. not anymore. So today we have Left Bank, mm-hmm. and we have Phillips Collection,
okay.
which is just fun. I love their tagline.
That's a great showroom.
Every piece is a conversation. The best tagline, in my opinion, in the industry.
Yeah.
And then DV Cap is our pillow line.
Oh, yes.
And Jamie Young is in the C building up on the fourth floor, primarily lighting, but also a full brand of accent furniture, lighting, wall decor, accessories, portable lamps as well.
So the difference between Bassman and Blaine and other people that I've spoken with here at Market is that you don't have a showroom for Bassman and Blaine.
Correct.
There's multiple showrooms. How do you service both the showrooms and the design trade here at Market?
So we bring, I believe we have here about maybe 14 of us this mm-hmm. market. We have our outside sales representatives,
yep.
territory managers. We have several on our inside team as well. Mm-hmm. So they'll communicate with their designer customers, clients prior to market, mm-hmm. setting up times. We have everybody on a bit of a schedule so that all four of the showrooms are well covered.
Yes.
And everybody's wearing their Bassman Blaine badge. And however we can be of service to any of the people that walk in. To right. kind of show them the lines.
Yeah.
Does that answer that question?
It does. I'm glad that you said that because it's really exciting, and I'm not sure if all the listeners understand. Now, I've experienced it from working with you all and working with our rep. When we come to market, we're able to meet them, and we'll hop from showroom to showroom. We'll see what's new. If we need to place orders, we can place orders, and we make an appointment to do that. So it really lends this structure to market that can be very valuable if you're here for a short period of time or you're really trying to achieve something specific while you're here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So and we do.
Market's not all chaos.
No, it can be really well organized. In fact, if I've got a designer that's never been to market, mm-hmm. whether it's Vegas or High Point or Atlanta, I'm always suggesting make a schedule.
Right.
Give yourself a hit list. Go through the exhibitor directory. What categories are you looking for?
Right.
How much time are you going to spend with structured schedule appointments, preferably with your sales rep? Mm-hmm. And then how much time are you going to give yourself just walking the halls and seeing what catches your eye? Because that's really part of what market's all about as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was going to ask you for some of your top tips for market. Would you say like kind of previewing the exhibitor list and creating, you know, a schedule is highly recommended?
So you know me, so I'm going to throw in a cliche here.
Do it.
Failing to plan is planning to fail.
There you go.
If to just show up at a market, Vegas is more manageable. There's three buildings. Mm-hmm. So you can really do Vegas in 2 to 3 days by wandering the halls. Mm-hmm. But you're going to miss a lot.
Yeah.
High Point, no way. If you really cannot go to High Point without a plan.
Correct.
There's, I think at last count, 120 buildings.
Yeah, you need a plan, you need a map, you need an app.
And you need some rollerblades to do it well. So I would say, yeah, if you're looking just to see product from your existing vendors, schedule some appointments. Nobody's going to show you through better than your own sales rep.
That's true.
Truly, that understands your business as well.
Yeah, and what's nice is that you can go back to wherever, you know, home is for you, wherever your office is, whatever region you're in, and then stay in communication with that rep and recall what you saw here at Market. So of the lines that you're representing here, that you're a part of here, what's new? What's like new and exciting?
There's a lot new. Again, we're sitting in Left Bank, and yeah, there's so much new in Left Bank. Each market, every market, well over 100 new pieces, mm-hmm. various substrates, meaning different ways to show wall decor, various framing, whether they're originals. And Left Bank, there's a lot for every look, whether you're mountain or coastal or urban
yeah.
country, Left Bank has it. And same with Phillips, a ton of new product as well. Mm-hmm. DV Cap, probably the best pillow introduction that I've ever seen.
Right.
DV Cap is amazing also because the value Their a lot of their 24 by 24 pillows are $72, but they look like they should be $300. It's that kind of fabric quality.
Yeah.
And then Jamie Young, unfortunately, this is Jamie's last market here in Las Vegas for a while, but always great, fun new product.
Just walked through that showroom. It's beautiful.
And it's over 90% in stock as well.
I saw that.
So when we're talking about the COVID global supply chain issues of things taking forever.
Yeah.
If you go and you pick 10 pieces from Jamie Young, 9 of them could be to you within 3 days.
Which is great news.
Which is amazing.
Very
right now.
Refreshing.
Absolutely.
I was going to ask you what your perspective is on kind of the supply chain issue now. I mean, it's been going on for a while, and I know that it's not all rainbows and unicorns, but there has been some improvement, and I think that some reality has set in for both designers and even for clients as far as expectations. You know, what are you seeing? I'm not asking you to look into a crystal ball, but kind of what is your perspective on what's happening right now with that?
So I'd love to give Bassman Lane a plug and answer your question.
Absolutely.
A good sales rep, a good account manager can help a designer navigate the issues.
Yeah.
Because for us, we say our middle name is Reselect. If we just get an order for a vendor these days, there's a really good chance half of it's not going to be in stock.
Yeah.
But a good sales rep is going to call that designer back up and say, I'm so sorry, we can't get you this dining table or these chairs, but I've taken the liberty, and here's 4 others that are similar size, similar finish,
right,
that we can get you for your project deadline.
Always bring a solution to the table.
Absolutely.
Always.
And that's why for us, having 10 different vendors that are all medium to high-end looks, very, not trendy, but very on-trend.
Yeah.
Rick, if you're buying from Left Bank, you really could be buying from Noir and Jamie Young and Nathan Anthony.
Right.
And other lines that we have, you know, because it's the same kind of look. And if you're working with your Bassman Lane dedicated sales rep, they'll help you navigate that process,
right,
staying on top of your orders, making those appropriate reselection suggestions when things go out of stock,
right,
and just not really partnering with you in the business to make sure that you can deliver for your clients, which is really what it's all about.
Yeah, and that must be the beauty of having, you know, a whole bunch of resources at your disposal, having all of those different lines at your disposal, having connections with all of them makes, I think, all of your people a much bigger resource to designers.
No question. And we don't just leave it at that. We also have a customer relations team. We have over 50 full-time employees now. So our customer relations team is at our office in Irvine to just help make sure that the orders go through, that they get expedited, that you're not on an install waiting for your dresser to show up and nobody told you that it's on back order after they told you it was in stock.
Ken, I don't know what you're talking about. That never happens. I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
So speaking of your showroom, so where can we find, how can we learn more about Bassman & Lane? I know that we can obviously go online, but tell us about your showroom and what other markets are you at?
Sure. So we have 2 showrooms currently. Our corporate office is in Irvine. Got a showroom there. And then we have a beautiful showroom at the Laguna Design Center in Laguna Niguel. We closed our LA showroom in 2021.
Okay.
It was at the Mar. It was open for about 11 years. It was just time to move on.
Yeah.
But you can see us in High Point. All of the lines we represent show in High Point.
Great.
I'm loving Vegas. It's really a 1-hour flight or a 4-hour ride.
Yeah.
However, I happen to think High Point is the single best furniture market in the world.
Right.
And I would say, in my opinion, better than Maison Objet, or better than Ambiente in Hamburg, Germany, or better than the Shanghai Fair.
Wow.
It's really where everything happens.
It really is something.
It is, and you can see it all there, but with a plan.
Yeah, with a plan.
With a plan.
Yes, definitely. Well, maybe we can reconnect in High Point.
That would be amazing.
Awesome. Well, Ken, I want to thank you for taking the time and giving us just a little bit of insight on what's happening here in Las Vegas. The showroom's beautiful. It sounds like I have a few others to check out. So I'll definitely do that. But thank you for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Rick. My pleasure.
Talk to you again soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
To learn more about Bassman & Blaine and the lines that they represent, visit BassmanBlaine.com by clicking the link in the show notes. Next up is Andrew Knapp, Vice President of Sales for Hubbardton Forge Lighting. Andrew shares his insight on the introduction of newly introduced finishes and organic materials this year, and how they've helped expand the line. Andrew also shares their commitment to a 3 to 4 week lead time on their made-to-order fixtures and how they service the design community through their network of area representatives. All right. So, Andrew, welcome to the podcast. It is so great to have you.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Here we are in fabulous Las Vegas at Market in this beautiful showroom, which I'm going to have you tell us a little bit about. But first, could you please just introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your role with the company, and then we'll talk about what's new and exciting.
So my name is Andrew Knapp, Vice President of Sales for Hubbard & Forge. Started in November of 2020. Prior to that, I was a rep for 11 years in the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut market,
right,
working with designers and distributors. So bringing what I know from the field and my previous retail experience as well before repping, Maria, who hired me, our CEO, thought it would be great to put me in this role, knowing all the different channels of business that I have experienced, and it's been great.
It's been a great ride.
I love it.
Well, tell us about this amazing new showroom. Now, you guys are new to market, relatively new. This is only your second market.
Yeah, so last year was a big year for us. We are working with the design community. We are getting our reps involved heavily, and we're based out of Vermont on the East Coast, and we do show in High Point, but one thing that we were missing was our West Coast designers haven't really been able to see our line fully. Mm. And to be at this market and to have them see it and the responses that we're getting, it, they're just thankful and glad that they have a place that they can see the latest and freshest Hubbard & Forge designs and be in this beautiful showroom here. So for us, it was all about spreading the word of what we can do, and we're a huge asset to the designers. We can modify, we can do any RAL color tone, and it's good for the designers to see a different type of lighting brand out there that is manufactured here with a 3 to 4 week lead time.
So exciting.
Which is the new overnight. So,
Basically, yeah. I got to tell you, it is so nice to see the website and the catalog come to life in this showroom. I'm familiar with the product. I've spec'd it before, but I've never seen all of these products all in one place. So it's really exciting to walk through the showroom. It's absolutely beautiful. What is something new that maybe for people who are familiar with the line should know about, and even people who aren't familiar, what's like the newest thing that everyone should see at market?
So what everyone should see, and what I've heard from my past, is our designs are perfect, but we never had the right finish tones in some cases to work in every application.
Interesting.
So what I would recommend everybody to do is come see our new sterling finish and our modern brass, because this now allows our designers and customers to place our product in those locations where they were really demanding more of a chrome or polished nickel finish.
Right.
Since we powder coat all of our finishes, it's extremely difficult to do a powder coat in a shiny tone finish. So with our good team back at Castleton, Vermont, we were able to get the formula just right, and our product looks completely different now that we can add a shiny tone finish rather than just our dark flat tones to it. So
it's pretty exciting. I'm kind of looking at it over your shoulder right now.
Yeah.
And it's pretty exciting, and it does stand out because it's new to me, and it's nice to see it.
You know, when you look through the showroom, you'll see that I incorporated a lot of our older collections too in the new finish because it gives it a completely different look.
That's true.
Than what you would have seen in the past of a dark black tone finish. Now you're seeing it in a sterling chrome finish or a beautiful modern brass finish.
Right, right. And also, I mean, the variety of styles that you have too. It's not just like, it's not a traditional line, it's not a modern line, but you have all, it's not a contemporary line per se, but you have, we're sitting right next to a very, you know, contemporary installation from floor to ceiling, which is beautiful and can be used in so many different ways. And then you have like the beautiful outdoor lighting, which I'm familiar with and we spec a lot, and it's so functional, it's so beautiful.
Yeah, so you know, everyone kind of refers to Hubbard & Forge as your old traditional twist basket, or that's at least what they remember, and we still have that traditional look, but we've come a very long way with our styles and designs, where we have a contemporary clean look to a more organic shape look. So really having all different styles within our line, and we're also utilizing a lot of leather on yes. our pieces, wood in our fixtures. So we're trying to bring other elements into our product offerings. Mm-hmm. Slate is another big one. Our Ardesia, oh. which is on the other side, which we're not sitting next to, but that's the fixture that won for the Arts Award.
Oh, okay.
As best fixture. So
the wood and leather is by far like my favorite. Seeing that in person and seeing the combination of those two materials together with the lighting incorporated into it, it's so beautiful. It's very West Coast. I think it's going to be very popular here at Market.
We're taking a quick break to recognize another one of our partners who helps keep the information and inspiration coming week after week. This podcast episode is sponsored by Design Manager, the design trade's most reliable project management, purchasing, and accounting platform. The business of design is complex and requires solutions developed specifically for our industry. Design Manager has invested decades responding to the needs of interior design professionals and continues to deliver innovative tools to manage your design business with efficiency and profitability in mind. Visit designmanager.com to start a free 30-day trial of the tool trusted by top interior design firms across the country.
Well, the really cool thing about the materials that we just talked about is that we locally source those. Mm-hmm. So we do not bring in from overseas our leather, our wood, our right. slate, our LEDs. It's all locally sourced, which you can see on our partnership wall back here, who our suppliers are. And we are ready to rock and roll with our product, our assembly, and that's why we're hitting that 3 to 4 week lead time.
Yeah, that's incredible. Let's talk about that some more, because I mean, that's a huge pain point right now for design
huge.
Professionals is these lead times. And even though we're kind of getting used to them and it's like, okay, and our clients are actually understanding the reasons why, it is still very refreshing to hear that you can get something made to order in under 6 weeks. You know, typically that's really exciting. What is your secret to that? Obviously, it's keeping everything local, domestic.
You know, keeping it domestic,
yeah.
planning ahead, making sure that we pre-order certain components, just knowing the direction of the business, and especially with what we experienced over COVID, I'm sure most companies out there had an increase to business. But we heard that a lot of people were having, you know, long lead times to get product in. That's really where we looked at our layout and our factory and production floor to streamline it. And our Vice President of Operations, Steve Wiegers, has done a phenomenal job on running this like a fine oiled machine that yeah. we have everything lined up right. We have two shifts going, and we had just now stopped working the weekends. We had our team there on Saturdays
wow.
working, and it was mandatory overtime
yeah.
because we want to be something different to our customers, mm-hmm. to our designers, and stand by them. And that's our slogan, is reliable American makers. So we take that pretty serious up at the Forge. That's what we call
the Forge.
That's what we call it up there. So a lot of dedicated people. We have over 230 people there that are all dedicated to this brand like I've never seen
right.
in this industry.
And it shows.
I love it.
That is so exciting. What is the message that you have for the interior design trade, specifically interior designers? I mean, you are going to be inundated with interior designers here over the course of the next few days, walking through the beautiful showroom, asking you questions. Your commitment, obviously, to the design trade is such. I mean, what is your message to designers?
We want a service. Yeah. We want somebody that you're not going to have any surprises, delays. I don't like to give an estimated time. I like to give a promise time. That's very important to us. Mm-hmm. And to me, and just working with designers over the past 11 years as a rep and being in the trenches and fields, I understand what they go through.
Yeah.
And really the biggest message is, what can we do for you? How can we do it better? Because we're always willing to learn new methods and make things easier.
Yeah.
But service. I want to make sure that they feel the service. We have 22 customer service agents that they can call and they will get somebody on the phone.
Right.
On top of that, I have an incredible rep force out there that is willing to help and go to job sites for the designers, and I couldn't be more happy with my outside sales force. They're really great. They're extremely knowledgeable,
mm-hmm.
and they're not reps that are just going to come in there to flip pages. They want to help the designers.
They're going to meet us on the job site.
They're going to meet you on the job site.
Love that.
That's just part of the service. Everything comes down to service and support. So
I'm glad you brought up the reps, because I think that's kind of an undervalued service, or a service that maybe design professionals overlook. And sometimes we feel like we need that additional service, and we forget to bring our rep into the mix and utilize them as a resource. So I'm glad that you brought that up, because they're there for us.
Yeah, and the reps are very knowledgeable in lighting. I mean, most of these reps just deal with lighting. So they know about lumen outputs. They know about scale size. They know about what dimmers to utilize.
Yep.
So, they can be a huge asset for you if you're having an issue or troubleshooting something. Mm-hmm. Most times the reps know how to troubleshoot a situation.
Right.
And they're there for the designers to utilize. They're an extension to their business.
Yeah, even if you're just trying to figure out an application, like, for example, this floor-to-ceiling application, I may love the way it looks, but I may not be completely sure how to execute it, and that's where the reps come in.
And like I said, we hired a whole new rep staff that are educated, dedicated, more importantly, to service that trade customer. And that's what's really important. And it's not the old day of, like I said, the rep coming in there to drop off a catalog or go over a promo. It's more of, what can I do for you?
Yeah.
Or what project are you working on, and do you need any assistance on?
Awesome.
That's the biggest message, and that's what, I require from my reps.
Yeah. Love that. Well, listen, I've got to thank you for taking the time. It has been such a pleasure to meet you and walk through the showroom. It's so beautiful. Where else can designers see you? What is your next show? Are you showing High Point?
So we show in High Point. We're on the first floor of Enter Hall. We got a permanent location there, which
Perfect.
Is a fantastic place. And then we also have a new showroom in the Dallas Trademark on the third floor.
Oh, okay.
So last year we updated and got brand new showrooms for every market. And that's our dedication to our customers, that we are investing into our brand. We're investing into our showrooms because we want our customers to have a great experience when they come to these markets.
That's amazing. So everyone, if you're not in Vegas and if you couldn't make it, and if High Point's next on your list, or Dallas, check them out.
And if you're a local designer in that area and you need to utilize our showroom, more than happy to open it up for you.
Love that. Love that. Thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
To learn more about Hubbard & Forge, visit hubbardandforge.com by clicking the link in the show notes. A visit to Las Vegas Market would not be complete without a little sit down with friend and supporter of the podcast, Wes Stewart, CEO of Sunset West Outdoor Furnishings. Wes shares their recent acquisition by Hooker Furnishings and how that partnership will impact their service commitment to the design trade and heighten their visibility in the industry. He also shares tips on how to make the most of your market experience. So Wes, welcome to the podcast. It is great to see you again in the beautiful Sunset West showroom.
Well, thanks for coming back, Rick. I was kind of scared after the last time. You might not want to.
You did not scare me off. I couldn't wait to come back. And my crew is excited to come back and spend some time in the showroom. So thank you for having us.
Happy to have you. Happy to be here.
Thank you so much. So we have some catching up to do. I want to start by talking about what's new at Market. And then we're going to kind of dive into what's new with Sunset West. But what's your newest introduction here at Market that you want people to know about?
So we introduced the Sabia collection. It was based off of our very popular Pietra, but in a different color combination. So it's a white frame with a sand tone rope. Done right, it's got a very beachy, coastal, airy look, which I think is kind of fun. And, we've been through this huge gray trend for so long.
Yes.
It's nice to get a little more of those natural tones and airy looks out.
Nice. And so it's front and center in the showroom. Very cool looking, very beachy.
Yes, very beachy, very coastal, very fun.
Love it. Now, a lot has happened since we spoke last in January Market. Some pretty exciting news for Sunset West. Why don't you fill us in on that?
So January 31st, we were acquired by Hooker Furnishings.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know who Hooker Furnishings is, they're a 100-year-old full-line furniture company. Great people, great culture, great reputation within the industry. So we're very fortunate to have them as our new partners.
That is very exciting. Congratulations on that.
Well, thank you.
So how has that impacted Sunset West? What is that going to allow you to do for the design trade?
So short term, the impacts are more internal. What we're working towards long term, and not in the too far long term, but you know, within 12 months or so, we will have a functioning warehouse in Savannah, Georgia, which
Excellent.
Will service the up and down the 95. So Miami will be a day's drive. Boston will be about a day and a half. So we should have great coverage on the Eastern Seaboard, which is where Hooker's largest base of accounts are. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
We will have 7,000 square feet of showroom space in High Point.
Okay.
Hooker will be on, will take the full third floor of Showplace in April of 2023.
Wow.
And so that's going to be, not only do we get 7,000 square feet inside, but we also get 10,000 square feet. We get the entire deck.
Right.
So we're going to furnish the, you've been to Showplace,
oh,
obviously.
Yeah.
So you know those massive decks.
Yep.
We're going to furnish the whole thing with outdoor furniture. It's going to be a party.
That
it's going to be fun.
Is amazing.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
So the party is clearly in High Point in 2023.
So yes, the party is clearly April 2023 in Showplace, third floor. But perhaps, you know, the most exciting and significant change, sure, the money with more inventory is important, and a bigger showroom is really important too. Currently we're working on integrating a piece of software throughout the corporation for every business unit mm-hmm. that's going to give our accounts full visibility of inventory status, their orders, what's available, and also what's available now, what's going to be available in the next, you know, 4 to 6 weeks.
Right.
But you'll also be able to log in and have this information at your fingertips, regardless of day and regardless of time. So if you're working with a client at 5 o'clock on a Saturday, you know, afternoon, and you know, for us, you're talking about some outdoor furniture and they want these particular pieces, and mm-hmm. the client can see, okay, well, the club chairs, the bar stools, and the dining's in stock. You're going to have to wait for the sofa for 3 weeks.
Right.
Client goes, no problem. And you select the items, you order them, they're yours.
Do it on a Saturday afternoon.
Exactly.
That's
so that
huge.
That to me, that's the most exciting part of the entire process and acquisition.
That's incredible. And I think that's so important to the design community, because we're evolving along with the industry. Designers are doing business differently, and obviously there's a demand of technology, and having that information at designers' fingertips is crucial.
Well, if you remember the last podcast or last time you interviewed me,
yeah,
we talked about the importance of communication and the lack
yes,
of
did.
It on, you know, our side, on the factory side, on our factory side, on the fabric side, on the foam side, on the fiber side, everywhere else. We talked about this lack of information.
Yep.
And so that's really why it's that part of the acquisition and the integration of the software, to me, that's the most exciting thing, because that's going to make it so easy for, and to your point, designers are working in different hours
yeah.
of the day, and they're working on the weekends. It's not a 9 to 5, you know, Pacific Standard Time with a half hour lunch break.
Right.
You know, you guys are you're on weird hours and on weekends and on holidays, and that's where basically when your clients are available.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you're going to have the access to our information at those times. And I think that's going to be transformative.
Yeah, that sounds incredible. Now, it was funny because when we spoke last, there was no presence at High Point. And then all of a sudden there was presence at High Point. So that's exciting to me. I was excited to see you guys at High Point when I went last. I'm excited to see you again in April. So this acquisition, this partnership, this collaboration, whatever you want to call it, has really allowed you to spread out and really kind of expand visibility wise.
You know, I don't know that we felt that yet, mm-hmm. But it's certainly coming.
For sure.
Certainly the Hooker family is happy to have us, and they're very excited. You know, from the CEO on down, they're thrilled to be involved in an outdoor business unit. Because, yeah, as you know, you may or may not know, they've got a great case goods program. They've got a great import upholstery and leather program. They've got a fantastic custom leather with BY. Mm-hmm. And then they've got a good upholstery program with Sam Moore. So they've got all the other really nice business units already, you know, established.
Yeah.
And so this was a logical bolt-on for them because they understand how important the outdoor space is mm-hmm. for not only the end customer, but their clients
right.
themselves, right? Because right. their clients want to sell those goods as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's bring it back to Vegas Market. So summer is a little bit different than winter, but there's still amazing energy here. It's exciting to be here at Market. What are some tips that you have for designers coming to Vegas Market, maybe in January, obviously? Because when they hear this, it'll be post-summer market. But what are some tips that you have for designers in general attending Vegas Market or even High Point?
So I think the key for designers visiting Sunset West in January is either prep your clients or work with the clients prior to coming mm-hmm. so everyone knows and is on the same page. Yep. That way when you're in the showroom, you can place the orders and the clients will receive their products prior to the season starting.
Ah.
So specific to Sunset West, mm-hmm. you know, a bit of preparation prior to, you know, that last week in January market yep. will pay off in huge dividends and happier clients would be my guess. High Point, if you haven't been to High Point before, it's a beast.
Yes.
It's I think its last count was like 13 million square feet of showroom space. So you can't walk that in 7 days.
Right.
And nobody wants to be in High Point for 7 days. Right. they just don't.
Right.
Right. So the biggest piece of advice, having, you know, been there many times myself, is go with a plan. Don't show up not knowing what you're looking for, not knowing where the buildings are. All the research, you can do all the research online. And that would be my biggest piece of advice, is have a plan and stick to it. Otherwise, you know, it'll gobble you up and I can see where people leave High Point and they feel like they didn't get to accomplish all the things that they, or didn't get to see all the things that they wanted to see.
Yeah. You bring up an interesting point about, placing orders here at Market. And I think maybe a lot of designers don't realize that you can physically place orders here at Market. Like, you can purchase. I know that a huge part of the intention of Market is to see and touch everything.
Absolutely.
But you yep. can also place orders. So to your point, if you come prepared, you know what you want to purchase, and maybe this is your opportunity to see that finish in person before you pull the trigger, do that sit test before you pull the trigger, and just get it all done here because you have everything at your disposal. You have your entire team here for one.
Right.
So they can certainly write
orders.
We've
got plenty of people to help.
And then you've got all the finishes, all the options, everything that you need right here.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, as you talk about the role of the designer changing, it used to be when I started, there were wholesale, or they still are, wholesale showrooms to the trade.
Yeah.
But they're less frequented now. And people are using online tools. They're using online catalogs. They're shopping and developing storyboards for their clients
yes.
based on these online images mm-hmm. without really having to see, touch, and feel the product. And to your point, you know, sit in,
yep.
which is huge. It's got to be comfortable. Otherwise, you know, what's the point in having it, right?
Absolutely.
So it would be I think that the to best serve the designer's client themselves, have that, you know, have those items that you wish to purchase, you know, detailed out and kind of have your Christmas list, if you will,
right,
and then come and make sure that is in fact what, you know, that does meet the standards of what your client is looking for,
right,
you know, in its scale and its comfort and its style.
Yeah, and speaking of scale, comfort, and style, it's also an opportunity for designers to create their own wish list. Like, maybe these are things that they do want to specify on their project or to their client or pitch to a client, but before they do it, they want to see it. They want to experience it before they... So it's a twofold situation where you can come here and be very productive and actually place orders, or you can come here and be very productive, see, touch, feel, and then, you know, you're able to actually propose that client, that item to a client with confidence.
Right. And so your point of knowing what you're selling,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Having experienced the product, having sat in the product, having, you know, really you're vetting the product for your client, because
right.
a lot of times when the homeowner hires a designer, it's not just, hey, I want you to design something pretty, but I don't want to make the mistake of buying, you know, crap that I'm not going to enjoy. I don't want to make the mistake, because anybody can go online and buy stuff.
Sure, yeah.
Right.
Everything looks great online.
Exactly. But part of the value that I believe the designer brings to the table for that client is, hey, I know this company. I know this product. I know it's going to hold up. I know it's comfortable. I know because I've seen it, because I've sat in it, because I, you know, and so as part of the value that the designer brings, I think it's very, very important to go see the resources in which they're specifying.
Yeah, 100%. So let's talk about, we can't not talk about supply chain and lead times.
Yes.
What has changed since we spoke last in January? I know that there's been some improvements, and I believe the good news is that there's been a lot of messaging out there shared with designers and then relayed to clients. So they're beginning to kind of understand a little bit more what we're up against. Doesn't make it any easier, but...
Right, right. So if I could compare it to two things, I felt like in January we were in a black hole, you know, and nobody knew which way was up. It was difficult. We didn't know what you know, the freight was extremely difficult to get space with on the container ships.
Oh, yeah.
It was really, really difficult. You know, foam was still an issue. Fabrics were an issue. Back orders. I mean, we were really facing some tough challenges. And also, I think there was a new strain of COVID at that time.
Yep.
And so ports in China had locked down. And so we were just kind of, you know, tumbling around in this black hole without any visibility.
Yeah.
I think today there's actually a light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you know, demand has softened a little bit in retail, you know, June and July, which is a good thing. And I really believe that's because anybody who has been locked up for 2 years that wants to travel, they're gone. They're out of the country.
they're not right now.
My wife and I and our kids, we took off for a couple weeks and had our vacation in the end of June. And so I think there's a lot of that going on, which is great because it allows us to catch a little bit of our breath, work on our backlog. But yeah, I think the biggest change between January and today is that there's now a light at the end of the tunnel. We can see that things are starting to improve, and and I say that confidently, and I think it's pretty accurate too.
Yeah, I think we're seeing that across the board. Like, you know, lead times are still long, but the communication that we talked about it a minute ago, that has improved, and I think that designers are receiving the information a little more positively, and like I said, relaying that to consumers. I know we have a long way to go, but I think it looks pretty good.
Yeah, I think we're going to see pretty decent normalization by next market.
Yep.
So I hope to have you back in the space.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, listen, I appreciate you having us back, and I appreciate you always, your willingness to take the time to have these conversations is so valuable to me and the listeners, so I really do appreciate it, Wes.
Thanks for swinging by, Rick. I appreciate it.
Talk to you soon.
See ya.
To learn more about Sunset West, visit sunsetwestusa.com. by clicking the link in the show notes. I hope this market recap has helped you better understand the value of our To The Trade showrooms and resources. Be sure to check out all of today's featured brands online, connect with your area sales representative, and plan on visiting the showrooms at High Point Market this fall and the next Las Vegas market in January 2023. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Design Biz Survival Guide. Until next time, be safe, be kind, and get out there and inspire.